Welcome back to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Hazinu, the seventh day of the month of Tishrei. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, particularly the Schwartz family, for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Sunday's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Josh Blass, the outgoing, actually now former Moreh D'Asra of Kehillat Beis Yehuda in Wesley Hills, New York, as well as being the Mashgiach Ruchni at Yeshiva University, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Blass slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, with our chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Blass to learn more about his former community as well as the work he does for Yeshiva University. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding Sunday's speaker, Lechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Blass.
Hi, Rabbi Herman. How are you? Thank you so much for that introduction, and thank you for all of your efforts on behalf of the OU and of the broader community. Rabbi Herman sent me an email that I should share a few words of inspiration, but the reality is that the real inspiration is felt by calls like this. The very fact that every day there are hundreds of people who are taking time from their day in the middle of the day to come into a call to hopefully be inspired to say Tehillim, to recite Psalms. It's an incredible statement of just the nature of Klal Yisrael, the nature of the Jewish people. And it's something that myself as a Rav, and I'm sure my colleagues as well, receive such inspiration from. I want to share with you a brief thought. I'm sure that Rabbi Herman is somewhat nervous when he sends out an email to Rabbanim, 3 minutes to 5 minutes. It's very hard for rabbis to speak for 3 to 5 minutes, but I'll definitely try to keep my thoughts brief. Unfortunately, my wife and I and our family, we had, or I guess still have, COVID, so we've been spending the last couple of weeks at home, and we davened Rosh Hashanah, outside on the driveway or the backyard as opposed to in shul. It's a very different type of experience, but in a way, the experience of davening at home Rosh Hashanah and so many months of davening at home during quarantine allowed me to think about the very idea and the very duality and the complexity of tefillah. What do I mean by that? What do I mean by the duality of tefillah and the complexity of tefillah? Now, on the one hand, a person, when they daven, they daven as a yachid, they daven as a singular person, they daven in the midst of their own life, their own challenges, their own struggles, their own jubilation. And at the same time, when a person davens, we know that Gemara tells us they should daven either with a tzibor, or at the same time as a tzibor. Even if they're davening at home, they should be davening at the same zman, the same time as the community. The tefillah is all said, or typically said, in the plural. And that duality of the yachid and the tzibor, I was thinking about Rosh Hashanah, standing by myself in my backyard, but at the same time conscious of the vastness of the universe, conscious of all the people who are davening at the same time, conscious of all the people who are ill at the same time. A person's soul feels, in a very beautiful way, sort of split between his own life and the life of the tzibur. And that brought home to me an amazing comment in the Gemara and a comment by Rav Kook. The Gemara says at the end of the fifth parak, the fifth chapter in the Seches Brachos, the Gemara says, Al yitpalel adam ela bebayis sheyesh v'chalonos. A person should only daven in a house that has windows. And that applies to shul as well. And many poskim, many authorities, they say not just to daven in a house that has windows, but that a person should actually pray. They should daven by a window. Now, why is that? What's the reason that a person should daven in a house that has windows, or they should daven by a window? So Rav Kook says, and I'll just read to you just two lines. He says that even though when a person, when they daven, it's a singular avoda, it's a singular journey, aval hatnaya hasrachil hashlama, but the only way that that tefillah is completed, is fulfilled in its full essence, shetifol al mitalel, that the person who's praying can be affected by tefillah, hu yidiyato hashlama be'ercho kol ha'ola machiton, it's only by his cognizance, only in his relationship to the olam hachitzon, the outside world. And therefore, if Kook goes on to speak so beautifully, a person stands by the window and they're very much in their own life, their own dalet amos. But at the same time, they're mityaches, they're thinking to everybody, everybody in their shul, everybody on their block, the person perhaps who's in avelos, the person who's sick, the person who's needy. The person davens and they stand there in that state of their own bayit, their own home, but by the chalon, with a sense of connection as well. The Rambam says, and I'll conclude with this, that if let's say you have a person who did not do tshuva this year, the person perhaps, like some people on this call, maybe they're too ill to daven or to do the alchet, to do the vidoy, to go through the various prayers. But that person is connected to the tzibor. That person is connected to the community. That person partakes in the Se'er La'azazel, the Se'er La'ashem, the goats that are given as atonement for the people. Even just doing that, even as the Ba'alei Machshava, the great Jewish thinkers say, that a person feels like an ishklal, a part of the world, a part of the community. A person who receives atonement and a person can do tshuva, can repent, just based on that, just based on that feeling. So I give everyone a bracha, people who look myself, who is happening at home to Shabbos by window, people who are in shul, wherever we are, we live inside of ourselves, for ourselves, our families, our homes, but at the same time, very much as Yishei Klal, people of the Klal, people of the community, in our thoughts, in our hearts, and in our prayers. Thank you so much. And with that, we will begin the recital of the Tehillim. I will begin with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. L'matzeach mismor l'David Yoncha adonai b'yom sara Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezra mikodesh Umitzion yisadecha Yizkor kol minchosecha V'yolascha yidash nisela Yitein v'cha chilvavecha V'chol atatcha yimalei Nirad nabishua zecha U'v'shem Eloheinu nidgol Yimalei Adonai kol mishalotecha. Ata yodati ki yoshia Adonai mishicho. Yoneir mishmei kacho bigburos yesha yimino. Eile varechev yeile vasusim. Vanachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir. Hema karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Adonai hushiyah, ha-melech yaneinu v'yom kareinu. Perek Chakimol, chapter 23. Mizmor l'David, Adonai ro'i lo echtar. Vinos deshe yar bisaini. Alme menuchos yena haleini. Nafshi yishovev. Yanfeini b'magle tzedek. L'man shemo. Gam kielech b'geit zomoves. Lo Ivara Kiata Imadi Shishtha Mishantecha Hema Yenachamuni Aroch Bafanai Shukhan Neged Sarai Ishanta Vashemen Roshi Posi Rivaya Achtov Achesed Yirdefuni Kol Yemei Chayai Beshafti Beveis Adonai Lior Yomim Perek Kuf Chaf Alis Chapter 121 Shir Lamalos Esa Einai El Heharim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Me'im Adonai Osei Shomayim Va'aretz Al Yitei Lamod Raglecha Al Yanum Shomrecha Hinei lo yanum velo yishon, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tilcha yad yiminecha. Yomam hashemesh lo yoteka, viyareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor seitcha uvoecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Perek Kuf Lamed, Chapter 130. Shir hamalo. Mima makim trasicha Adonai Adonai shima b'choyli Kiena aznecha kashivos b'kol tachanunai Im avonos tishmur yach Adonai b'yamod Ki imcha haslicha l'ma'an tivarei. Ki visi Adonai kisa nafshi v'lidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishamrim laboker, shamrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai Ki imana yachesed Viharbei mofidus Vuhu yifte es Yisrael Mikol Avonotav. We're now going to do the Mishaberach for the Cholim, the prayer for the sick. I will pause in the proper place to include the names of both men and women. Mishabei Rachav Zeinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Moshe Aharon David Shlomo V'Yivarech V'Yirapei Es HaCholim V'Yacholot Bizcharzeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Hachanlam Ulerapotam Ulechazikam Ulechayotam Vishlach Lahem Mehira Ufua Shema Min HaShemayim Lirmach Evreihem Ushasa Gideyem Betoshar Chol Yisrael Rufuas HaNefesh Rufuas HaGuf Asha Bagalo Yisran Sarim, V'namar, Amen. We'll conclude with the saying of Achenu. Achenu, Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanesunim, Bitzara V'Shevya, Ha'omdim, Bein bayam uvei bayavasha. Hamakom yirachem alayem. Yotzei mitzara livracha me'afela liyara mishivu likula. Hashta bagaloy zakriv namar bein. Our brothers, all of Israel, Hanesunim b'tzara v'shivya, people who are in a difficult situation, Haomdim bein bayam uvein bayavasha, who stand again ensnared in a difficult life situation. Hamakom yirchem aleihem, God should have mercy on them. V'yotzieh mitzara livracha, to bring them from narrow places to successful places. U'me'afela liora, from dark to light. Mishiva l'gula, from being entrapped and being enslaved to freedom. Hashta b'gavon isman kariz, v'namar, amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Bless. And if I may speak on behalf of all of our wonderful callers, I'd like to wish and extend a refuah shalema to you and your entire family. I was not aware prior to today's call that you weren't feeling well, and I'm now even that much more appreciative of you taking the time to be with us, to learn and daven together. And I also want to thank you for the pace that you set for reciting the Tehillim and the amount of time for us to be able to share the name.
I will say that, well, of course, we don't want to be sick, but certainly being sick, has allowed me to feel, I guess, more empathetic or more connected to the many people, I'm sure, on this call who've been ill the last number of months. And, you know, every situation allows for hopefully greater empathy and greater connection to people. So grateful for that, for the opportunity.
Absolutely. I mean, we hope it's a easy, quick recovery, and get yourself back to normal. So if we can transition to the next portion of our call, normally I would ask how you and your family are doing, but I think we know now. we'll leapfrog from there. So as of this past month, you're no longer at KBY, you're no longer at the shul. But if you can give us, if you could provide for us, please, some background. You were at the shul for many, many years. If you could give us a bit of an overview, I imagine your family is still living in Wesley Hills. If you can give us, I know I'm a Muncie boy, I grew up not too far away.
Sure.
If you can give any of our wonderful listeners a little bit more of a background and overview of the community in general.
Absolutely. Well, as you mentioned, I've been here for a lot of years. I was the Rav for 4 years in Albert Einstein Medical School. And then a little more than 50 years ago, we came out here to Wesley Hills. Which, for those of you who don't know what Wesley Hills is, it's sort of like one of the northern communities of Muncie. Rabbi Herman actually grew up in Muncie itself, which is like a very, very geographically small area. But since he grew up, there's been a huge explosion north, south, east, and west in Muncie. There's thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of Jews living in the area. So Wesley Hills is like a suburb of Muncie, so to speak, about 5 miles to the north. A very, very beautiful area. It's very outdoorsy. It's very much embedded into Harriman National Park, and it's a beautiful area. And it was a wonderful 15 years in the community. You know, the community really built up amazing people, people that we feel super close with. Our kids really grew up in the community, and it was just really an amazing 15 years. So like, I'm so grateful to have spent sort of formative years of my life here, to have watched kids sort of be born and then speak at their bar mitzvah or to speak at kids' bar mitzvahs and then to marry them under the chuppah. It was just an amazing experience. And after a while, I felt that it was time to move on, want to pursue other things in my life, and felt I needed to give myself a push towards next chapters. So with a heavy heart, we stepped away a few weeks ago. But are excited about, you know, the new stages of our life.
Absolutely, and we'll wish you much hatzlacha and what that will be, and we'll segue to that in a moment. Parenthetically, I'll actually point out, because it's a little tidbit that we were proud of growing up, that we were technically suffering. We were just over the Muncie border, 109.01, not 109.52.
Okay, I didn't want to cause any, any agmat nefesh for you, Rabbi Herman. I apologize. You know.
So, if you could share with us, you've been at Yeshiva University for many, many years. If you could share with us what you do in your role as Mashgiach Ruchni, a very, very important, very vital role for the students, for the Talmidim. If you could talk to us a little bit about that, and if you're able to speak to any of these new initiatives or projects that might be coming up in your life, we'd love to hear about those. But if it's not yet to be publicly shared, at least we'd love to hear more about what you do at YU.
Sure. Well, again, as you mentioned, I've been serving as a Mashgiach Ruchani for my 17th year, beginning now, if I'm not mistaken. My first couple of years actually was spent with Rabbi Herman's brother, Rabbi Daniel Herman, who's an exceptional educator and therapist in his own right. And essentially the role of Mashgiach Ruchani is to be a rabbinic figure that deals with the lives of the students, but not giving a daily shiur, meaning all the things that relate to a student's life, their personal life, their challenges in relationship, their growth in general as Jews, there may be challenges they may have in faith. It's a role that really tries to connect with every student in the yeshiva. I'm not the only mashgiach, there are others as well, but really trying to develop, you know, close relationships with students, trying to maybe help them through this incredibly important stage of their life, you know, 19, 20 years old until roughly 25. And it's an amazing job to have those relationships, to give the classes and shiurim and connections I have with the students, to see them come in, again, 18, 19, 20 years old, basically out of high school, and then to see them X amount of years later, often at their weddings or having children or moving on in their lives, and to be a small part of that, it's something which is enormously rewarding and such a privilege to be part of a place like Yeshiva University, which is just amazing. As far as my own life now, personally, moving forward, again, staying on at Yeshiva University, I would like to start a second career as a therapist as well, something that I always wanted to do when I was young. But then you turn around and all of a sudden you have four kids and 25 years later, you still haven't sort of fulfilled some of those youthful aspirations. So looking to do that. I'm looking to move into also a career of chaplaincy as well, which I'm excited about doing. Would also like to go back to Rabbanus at some point. So a lot of different things, but all related to mental health and the rabbinate and the broader service in the Jewish community. So that's what I'm currently doing.
Wow. Unbelievable. Very, very exciting. And we have no doubt, no question that wherever the path will take you, that it will bring much light and have a very deep impact on anyone and everyone that you interact with. And so we want to, again, wish you and your family Refuah Shleimah, and thank you for taking the time to be with us on the program today. And really much hatzlacha and everything in the next very exciting chapter of your life. With
thank
that, absolutely. So I want to thank you for being with us today, and our thoughts and our tefillot are certainly with you and your family and the entire community. And my screen is frozen, so everyone's going to bear with me for a moment here as I try and pull up my notes. What do you think at this point, everyone, that I would know how to do all of this by heart and in my sleep? We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and our refuah for all those in need will be answered. Latova, and may the Ribono Shel Olam, the master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again on Sunday, Erev Yom Kippur, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for words of inspiration from a Jonathan Harwitz of the synagogue at Williams Island in Aventura, Florida. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, meaningful, uplifting, restful, and safe Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.